Karen Riegel, Fox News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Good morning, Reading. Well, you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. What an extraordinary day we're having. Condolences and our hearts go out to our Norwegian friends who are having a little tough moment here. And it's a glorious day in Reading. Good day to be alive and good day to get out and try something new. You know, if you're in a rut, then it's a good day to break it. So we have an unbelievable show for you today. And, you know, we have some return guests who are here. And we have Rocky and Tiff Carbajal of Sweetie's Barbecue and Catering. And, you know, I have them on the show frequently. We try to get them here every month. And one of the reasons that they keep coming back is that, first of all, I want them to come back, but that they're really dedicated to cooking with real ingredients. And so, you know, kind of the focus of this show, one of our focuses, is to have you eat real food. And so when you look at the ingredients of food, it would be nice if it didn't have a long list of preservatives and chemicals, artificial flavors, red dye number, blah, blah, you know, yellow dye, blah, blah, blah. And all this stuff that when you eat it, it's very confusing to your body. And so, you know, your system's always making two decisions every time you swallow. Is this friend or is this foe? Is this the stuff that's good for me or is this the stuff that isn't so good for me? And it's exhausting to the system. It's always trying to you know, shovel something that it can't figure out what it is over into some other department and get it out of your system, off to the liver. And it would be really nice if we can make a little shift, have more foods that are health supportive, that offer nutrition into our system. So it just means that you start out nice and easy looking at the foods in your cupboard, you know, foods in your kitchen, looking at the ingredients. And so you really want there to be fewer ingredients. And so let's just say you're going to make a salad, you know, it'd be nice if you're just cutting up vegetables and your salad dressing had ingredients that you can recognize, probably because you made it at home. With maybe olive oil or another favorite oil like sesame, or maybe it has some vinegar in it and some herbs and spices. When you make salad dressing from a package, it has about 40 ingredients that you can't pronounce. And so lots of artificial everything. And when your body is under the influence of all those chemicals, you do things like overeat, feel depressed for no reason, etc. So our guests today, I just absolutely respect the fact that they are committed to adding ingredients that, well, you know, I think that's what you learn when you're chef. You learn to cook with real ingredients, and so to create flavors, you know, not using a chemical, but actually using herbs and spices. So I welcome to the show, Rocky and Tiff Carbajal. Welcome, y'all.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, welcome back, I should say. So, you know, when we were talking before the show, you have a lot coming on. You're both busy chefs, and first, I want to start with the fact that, Rocky, you are the executive chef over at Northern California Rehab Hospital, and you've made shifts over there, and so what have you done over there?
We pretty much went and took all the processed foods that we get in, and we got rid of most of them. Some of them we couldn't because mm-hmm. of dietary needs and all that, but we bring in whole meats. We use a lot of just kind of homemade recipes to make it really comforting for not only the patients, but their families and the employees to come in and be able to eat something. They don't have to go very far. It's very affordable for them. And then, you know, it's very comforting, too. And so even though that they're in somewhere where they don't want to be,
yeah,
it's not that bad.
And they're healing, too, so they require all these extra nutrients.
Yeah, if they don't want to eat, then they don't heal. And that's why when I talk to their families, sometimes, like, are they eating? Oh, no, they're not eating. Or, you know, oh, what do they want? And let me know what they want. And so we'll try as much as possible to meet their needs and to get them to just eat something.
Yeah. And so impressive. So when I met you a couple years ago, I was just so excited that was something that you were given the latitude to do. And of course, maybe you can't do it to the exact percentage. You know, it costs a little more money to do that, and we're all having budget crunches. But that your higher-ups allowed you to do that and said, well, all right, let's just see
what
happens.
They're very open and they're very happy with the... With what we've been doing.
Impressive. So welcome today. And then Tiff, now you are a trained pastry chef.
Yes.
And together you have Sweetie's Barbecue and Catering. And so what is it that you guys are doing with your catering?
Well, we just started this week. Thursdays and Fridays we're going to be barbecuing out in the parking lot over at Eddie's restaurant.
Oh,
yeah! Well, you might have seen our big orange barbecue out there.
I have seen it. I did. It wasn't
signs.
In use when I saw it. Yeah, but.
Yeah, over on South Market Street. Well, now, yeah, we just started this week, but every Thursday and Friday we're gonna be barbecuing for lunch and dinner.
Wow! Now, what kind of things are you barbecuing?
Pork ribs, tri-tip, pulled pork sandwiches, a barbecued beef, like a shredded beef type sandwiches. We're doing chicken quarters, roasted corn on the cob. You know, inside the husk. Some vegetable kebabs with marinated tofu.
Wow.
Chicken on a stick.
Yeah.
But I had to have something for the vegetarians.
Yeah.
Because grilled vegetables are so delicious. So.
Oh, definitely. Now, how does that work? You go inside Eddie's and order, or they walk up to you guys?
You'll just see our tent out there and our tables out there. You can come outside and just stop at the parking lot. And we have all the food right there ready in steam tables.
Okay.
So that's all, because the barbecue takes, hours to cook, but we have it cooked ahead of time so that when you pull up in your car, we'll have it ready for you.
So you can do takeout right there?
All to go, or you can eat inside of Eddie's restaurant, and he sells drinks in there.
Okay. So then, I'm just trying to get this clear. So you order outside. Let's say it's hot out and you want to go inside. You just wait for your food, and then you take it inside. You're not going in, and then you're not delivering it inside. You just pay. You do everything outside.
Exactly. And
how easy is that?
Yeah, and it's nice. It's all ready to go,
Or can people call ahead? And
yes, they are more than welcome to call ahead.
Do they call Eddie's or do they call you?
No, they call me.
Okay, so how do they find you? What's your phone number?
We have a 921-2216.
And that would ring there outside?
That one's my cell phone. Perfect. I'm going to have it in my pocket, so it'll be on me. And, you can just call me up, tell me, 15 minutes, I'm going to be there. Have this ready for me. No problem.
We also do that for tri-tip. If people want to order tri-tip ahead of time, so we're not having to have a bunch of tri-tip on hand.
Yeah.
Call up, I want a medium rare. I'll be there at 5 o'clock. So at 5 o'clock, your medium rare tri-tip will be ready.
Because we don't want to cook the food too far ahead of time, because we want it to be as fresh as possible and ready for everybody, right when they want it.
Wow.
So the best way is to call ahead of time and order it. That way we'll have it nice and fresh and ready for you.
Is anybody else doing this? I mean, this seems brilliant.
There are a few people in town, different gas stations, stuff like that. Sometimes you'll see barbecues set up over there.
Wow, I love it.
We're trying to do more menu style.
We're trying to be a little more user-friendly, a lot more options without having so many options.
Yeah.
A little more gourmet. We make our own bread for our sandwiches. We make desserts.
So we make
everything from scratch, our own potato salad, our own coleslaw. Everything's made from scratch. That's our motto. Everything's always from scratch.
That's great. No, it sounds wonderful.
I try to use all the local vegetables, for the vegetable kebabs and things like that.
And then where is Eddie's? You said South Market?
South Market Street, just past the Cascade Theater as you're heading down towards that crazy intersection with Safeway and 273 and the big fountain.
Okay.
If you're on South Market, heading down that way, you'll see Eddie's. It's the last stop right before the intersection.
It's across from Harrod's Music and Jiffy Lube.
Right next to Jiffy Lube.
Right behind Lulu's.
Okay. I know where it is, but I don't really know how to describe how to get there.
Yeah.
So that's a good way
of doing
it.
It's on that little corner.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to Positively Healthy, and we'll be right back.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Hello, Melinda Brown here for People of Progress with a great way to help yourself while you help your community. It's simple. Buy just one shirt or a book or even a knickknack from People of Progress's Super Thrift Shop. This instantly makes five important things happen. You'll pick up great stuff at great prices. You'll help People of Progress's food bank and resource center stay open so we can serve 16,000 people this year with 240,000 meals, clothing, blankets, and community gardens. And you'll reuse and repurpose items, which saves energy, natural resources, and space in the landfill. So check us out in person at the Pop Thrift Shop in downtown Reading and bring a friend to help you choose from literally thousands of high quality items. All proceeds stay local to help your local community. So shop Pop. We're open Monday through Saturday in downtown Reading. Our motto is do what you can with what you have where you are. With this community's help, we've served homeless and hungry people in Shasta County for 40 years. With your help, we can continue to do so. Buy a shirt, shop pop.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Oh, well, welcome back. Hi, this is Positively Healthy. I'm Trudy Pratt, and, you know, we're in the studio. We have Rocky and Tiff Carbajal. Welcome back, team.
Hello, hello.
Hello, good morning.
And, gosh, you know, we're going to move on to our second topic here, which is the Chef at the Market. And so this weekend, right, you're doing your...
It'll be next weekend, July 30th.
July 30th.
Yes.
Okay. So
next Saturday.
As in not today, but in a week from today.
Next Saturday.
Okay. And so what is it that you're doing?
Well, we're going
to... I have to admit that I've never been to the Chef at the Market, even though I know most of the chefs and I love them. I just have not seen that.
We haven't either.
Oh, great!
Yeah, we have a hard time waking up in the morning. After waking up early all week, then Saturday's kind of like, okay, we're sleeping in.
Yeah.
And it's sad because we live like 5 blocks away from City Hall.
Oh, you have no
excuse.
So
it's so bad, yeah.
But, well, what were you told you'll be doing?
So what it is we'll be getting there early. There'll be a kitchen set up. Ready to go.
Okay.
And so we get there early, and basically it's kind of like go pick some stuff up and
go shop at the farmer's market.
Around to the farmers, you get to kind of, like, you're going in with a recipe in your mind.
Right.
Okay. And then you just start looking at what you think you're going to make.
Right. We're going to go there late after the show and go check it out and figure out what they have right now.
Yeah.
And then we're going down to, and then we'll come up with something during the week, and we'll have some ahead of time because we're going to give out samples afterwards, and this is all free. This is just, you know, promoting the Chef at the Market and the farmer's market. And so we'll come with the recipe, then we'll go down there and we'll do just like a TV show, live TV show in front of everybody, and people ask questions and they
fun.
Get samples. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I in my mind, in the times that I've done demos, I really like doing demos and being active and showing people how to do things and educating and showing off skills.
Showing off. Okay, I hear it now. I get it. Okay.
He's always showing off cooking skills.
Whenever anyone chops quickly, you know, we all are like, oh my gosh. You know?
Then you miss, oh yeah, I forget, you don't have that finger anymore. So
right.
You don't have to worry about that finger because it's gone.
Not in the way anymore.
That's great. Now, what are you doing Labor Day weekend?
Labor Day weekend, we have a Family Farm Day at Churn Creek Organic Meadow.
No.
Churn Creek Meadows Organic Farm.
I always get that mixed up. I'm sorry, Albert and Mary. We love you both. But they have an awesome farm out there, and they're going to do, we're basically going to get all the ingredients, all the produce that they have, and make a big old spread, all types of different food, fresh breads, and it's open to the public. It's $15 for an adult and $7.50 for the children, but they come in and they get to try out all this different types of food, and then for the public later on, and there's tours of the farm. There'll be, I think, a petting zoo, and then they also have like chickens and all types of different things that are fun for kids and adults, and tastings. This is the most important part, going out there and tasting all their tomatoes and all their grapes, and they'll have lots of samples and stuff, you know, for to buy.
Now,
and
they're known for having our largest selection of tomatoes, right?
Oh,
in our area.
35 varieties of tomatoes,
if not
I believe.
More,
okay.
Just...
Wow.
And they have like 8 or 10 varieties of grapes. So they're going to have all their tomatoes and grapes out there for sampling, so people can come in and sample. And then the brunch we're making, is using all produce from the farm, you know, eggs from local chickens, and so everything on the brunch will be from local.
So if you...
An organic.
You were saying earlier that it pretty much sells out. So if someone is listening to this, I mean, we're kind of pushing up to the you know, it's like time to RSVP if you're going to go.
Right.
Okay.
Definitely buy your tickets early, because last year we sold out of the tickets like a week before the Family Farm Day.
Okay.
And you get them at the Farmers Market and online at their website. Which I can't
Churn Creek Meadows Organic Farm, I think just .com.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You can buy tickets ahead of time. And it's on Monday of Labor Day weekend.
It's on the Monday. Okay, so now let's say it sells out, but you were saying that even if you're not going to have the meal, you can take your family and go to this, get an entire farm tour, do the tasting, because that was free, right?
They'll try all the tomatoes and all the grapes.
Okay, and you can still meet all their animals and, you know, just kind of have a nice time.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice day on the farm.
Yeah. So that you can still do that even if you aren't willing or are able to spring for the meal.
Right.
And so now the meal, it's like a sit down meal, or
it's a buffet.
It's a buffet.
But we're gonna have like five different entrees. Like I said, all of produce from the farm. We're gonna have like little quiches, flatbread with pulled chicken or pulled pork. We're gonna do a vegetable stir fry with rice noodles. What else is on the menu?
A melon salad
with the melons from the farm. We're gonna do some stuffed peppers, stuffed with some local cheese.
Wow.
And then grilled, some stuffed squash with some local beef.
Oh, man.
It's going to be delicious.
There's no, like, theme on, like, the type of cuisine, but more of what can we do with what we have.
Yeah.
And, like, last year kind of went, like, Italian and Filipino.
Oh.
Because of Albert and Mary and their backgrounds. And so this year we're kind of sticking the same type of thing, but expanding. So it's kind of a podge-podge, but it's really nice.
We all love that.
Yeah.
That's a hodgepodge.
That's America.
All the different flavors of all the different produce and everything is going to go well together.
Well, that's great. Well, when we come back, you know, you have a recipe to share with us, right?
Yes.
And so we can't wait. Everyone
Fresh
looks forward to
pasta
this.
Salad.
Oh, good. Okay, well, you're listening to Positively Healthy, and we'll be right back.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi. I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Join us this Sunday and every Sunday at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for Sunday brunch, C.R. Gibbs style. Enjoy an entertainment sensation and tantalize your taste buds with Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cook-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. C.R. Gibbs favorites like oak-fired tri-tip, seafood specials, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp. Each Sunday, the chef will change up special just to keep you guessing. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and a great price of $13.95. Such a deal, it's a steal, and it's only found at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are always recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving you this Sunday for brunch, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome back. Gosh, you know, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy, and it's time for a recipe. And so get out your pencil and your paper, and here we go. So, Tiff, lay it on us. Yeah.
Fairly easy vegetable pasta salad. A lot of people do the heavy mayo macaroni salad. Well, this is my version because I don't like the heaviness of that, especially in summertime. So this is my pasta salad.
Okay.
So do 1 pound of pasta, and I prefer whole wheat, or sometimes I've seen brown rice pasta that has like about the same texture as the whole wheat pasta.
Okay.
So either one of those will be fine.
So that's just cooked and ready to go.
Just cooked,
and cold,
ready to go.
And
cooked, ready to go, cold pasta.
Okay.
I prefer the rotini shape. But really, you can use whatever you prefer.
What's that?
Rotini is the one that looks kind of like a corkscrew.
Oh,
it's like a little corkscrew-type looking pasta.
Okay.
I find that that has the best texture for this salad to go with the rest of the vegetables. That way, when you're eating it, then it just goes well.
All right. That looks cool.
So, and then the vegetables I'm listing, you are more than welcome to use whatever vegetables you prefer or you have in your garden or you have the abundance of. But these are the vegetables that I like that go well together in the salad.
Okay.
So cucumbers. And I either slice them or cube them. And if you're going to do cubes, do like quarter-inch cubes, you know, kind of small dice.
Mm.
About 1 cup of cucumbers.
Okay.
About 1 cup of tomatoes, diced up, same size, about quarter-inch, or maybe, you know, a little bit bigger, maybe a half-inch. Then some red onion or some scallion, you know, whichever kind of onion you like the best.
How much of that would you say?
About half a cup of the... I like to use red onion, so about half a cup of red onion. But if the red onion is too strong, then scallions go really well, which are green onions.
Yeah.
Also called green onions. Then olives. I like the darker kind of olives, either like black olives, kalamatas, you know. Not really the green olives, because the green olives in the salad are sometimes too salty, or you know how the darker olives are the more ripe.
Mm.
So I like to use the darker type olives that are more ripe olives, not really the green ones.
Okay.
But whatever kind you like, and just
and how
slice
much of that one?
About half a cup.
About half a cup, okay.
Yeah. And then about a half a cup of some kind of pickled vegetable.
Hmm.
I like to use like peppers or pepperoncinis. I just buy them pickled already in the jar, but if you have like your own pickled vegetables or like cauliflower or artichoke hearts or anything like that.
Something with a little bit of pop, a little bit of vinegar.
Or sometimes I've seen pickled green beans, you know, those go great in here, or pickled okra, or, you know, any kind of pickled vegetable that you like. It just gives it a nice little, tanginess to the salad. So about a cup of that. And then either squash, you can use squash, you can either do it raw or lightly steamed if you don't like it raw.
Oh, I've never even thought about lightly steaming something for a salad.
But sometimes squash, you know, these summer squashes we have, like the patty pans or zucchinis, they're really good raw also. And then in the salad, it's the best to make the salad like at least 2 days ahead of time, and then it gets a chance to sit.
Yeah.
And then in the vinaigrette that we're going to make for the dressing, the vegetables themselves kind of pickle a little bit, you know, like a very fast little pickle because it's only a couple of days.
Yeah.
But so then the squash, if you put in there raw, it'll soak up the dressing and it'll make it really good.
How are you chopping your squash? What do you recommend
there? The same way as the cucumber, either sliced or cubed.
Okay.
Whichever you prefer.
Okay.
And then another optional thing, you can add some cheese to it. Some kind of semi-soft cheese, you know, like a mozzarella or Monterey Jack or even pepper jack or cheddar. And just cube that about the same size as the vegetables, you know, about quarter-inch cubes. And then those will soak up the vinegar, too, and they become really good.
Sounds so good.
And then peppers. Of course, if you have peppers, like a bell pepper type pepper, you know, not a spicy pepper.
Okay.
Unless you really like spicy food, then you're more welcome to put spicy peppers.
Yeah.
But more like a sweet pepper, like a vegetable, a salad type pepper.
Okay. And how many, I'm sorry.
About a half a cup.
Half a cup. Okay.
Or a cup, yeah. And all these amounts, you know, if you have more cucumbers in your garden and you have less peppers, and put more of those. And if you have more peppers and you have less cucumbers and tomatoes, and just put more of those.
Yeah.
You know, kind of whatever you have around, whatever fresh vegetables you have.
Well, look how many great vegetables are in there. You're going to, if you eat that, you're going to have quite a few veggies.
Oh, yeah. Boy. And I like to do like a 50% vegetable, 50% pasta.
Oh.
So it's about half and half. So you have good amount of vegetables in there. Nice crunch, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I put celery in there, too.
Oh.
Just sliced up, you know, fine.
Yeah.
And so then we just make our dressing.
Okay. Dressing?
And the dressing is a very, very simple dressing. Just a vinaigrette. So use either rice wine, red wine vinegar, or apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
About, I guess, half a cup of vinegar, red wine or apple cider, and then a little bit of mustard. The mustard is to help the vinaigrette emulsify. So I like to use real mustard, not that yellow stuff. Use like And I don't really like the whole grain because I think the grains kind of get in the way. But I usually use like a Grey Poupon type consistency, you know, of real mustard.
Oh, okay. So you don't mean like a mustard powder. You mean it's still made up already.
Yeah, a made up mustard.
Okay.
I like to use like Grey Poupon, or if you have a local mustard, you know, that has the same consistency and type flavor profile.
Yeah.
Usually you can only find the whole grains, but I don't... You can use whole grain, too. That is fine. I personally don't prefer to have the actual grains in there.
Yeah.
So if you can find one without the grains, but that's a real mustard.
So how much, like, I never really, like, you know how you know how to just eyeball how much mustard to put in a vinaigrette? How much are you supposed to put in?
So we're doing a half a cup of vinegar, probably a nice tablespoon of mustard.
Oh, okay. That
I
little.
Like a lot of mustard in mine, yeah. And it really helps the oil and the vinegar hold together. And it adds a little bit of, you know, flavor to it too that I think gives it a good flavor.
Okay.
So then you want to mix your mustard in with your vinegar, and then have your whisk, and you only have this in a bowl, and as you're whisking together the mustard and the vinegar, slowly pour in your oil. And for a vinaigrette, if you're making it for a regular like garden salad, usually you do two parts oil to one part vinegar. So like a half a cup of vinegar would be one cup of oil.
Mm-hmm.
But for this salad, I like to make it more on the vinegary side.
Mm.
So I do 50-50.
Okay.
So do a half a cup of vinegar to a half a cup of oil.
Okay.
So, and then if you have some leftover dressing, you can always add just a little more oil to it if you want it leftover for a salad.
Now, how do you know how much? So your proportions you gave us are perfect for that amount of food.
Exactly.
Okay. But then do you just sort of taste it along the way, too?
Yeah, I taste it.
Do you put half in, mix it up, and go, like, do we want it stronger? Or
yeah. And then for this salad, it really works better if the vinaigrette is more vinegary. So when you go to taste it, after you mix in your half a cup of oil into the half a cup of vinegar, it's going to taste pretty vinegary to you, you know, when you taste it. But in with the salad, it goes really well. But like I said, if you have leftover dressing and you want to use it, like, on a... you know, green salad, you're probably going to want to add a little more oil to it.
Oh, I see what you're
because
saying.
Because you're going to taste it more straight.
Okay.
But in with this pasta salad, the more vinegary dressing works better.
Okay. And then you're going to let it sit for a few days if you can keep your hands off it.
I know. The salad's so good, but it's really better if you make it at least the day beforehand.
Okay.
So then just mix your dressing in with the pasta and the vegetables and toss it all together and let it sit in your fridge for about a day or two. And the salad will keep for about a week. It gets, you know, the vegetables will get more pickled and a little stronger and more vinegary over time. So I'd say about a week is about the length.
Oh.
But it's best after 2 days and then, or under a week.
Okay.
And that's when the
salad is. There's a window.
Yeah. That's when the salad is delicious.
What's that?
Unless you like it fermented.
Yeah. Oh, that kind of fermented?
Yes.
It wouldn't be bad, though. It just becomes more pickled.
Oh, that's good. Rotten?
Yeah.
No. I'm not into rotten.
No. Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you. Boy,
and
that's
just
great.
A really refreshing salad. You know, on a hot summer day, this salad would just, you know, when it's too hot to eat outside and, you know, too hot outside and you don't feel like eating anything, this salad is very refreshing. You'll get your vegetables and a little bit of pasta, you know, some carbs. And
wow.
And another way, if you don't want to use pasta, you could use cooked rice or other kind of whole grain that's already cooked up in place of the pasta. And it goes really great with that, too.
Well, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having us.
Boy,
we learned
a lot, and you guys have a whole lot going on. And tell again, how do people find you, and what is your email address or website?
We're still working on getting a website up and going.
Okay,
we're
no problem.
On that.
Don't worry.
But our email address is sweetiescatering@sbcglobal.net.
Okay.
So sweetiescatering@sbcglobal.net.
And if the listeners already know they want to call in and order food, what's your cell phone number again?
The cell phone is 921-2216.
All right.
Or our business line is 229-3713.
Excellent. Okay, well, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you so much.
The food sounds delicious. Well, you know, it's time to go to a break here, and you're listening to Positively Healthy. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Amy Rogers. I'm a certified massage therapist with a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. I've worked with a broad spectrum of clients that have a variety of needs. I like to help people get rid of their physical pain so they can enjoy their lives. You can find me at Dr. Trudy Pratt's office at 244-7873. Most insurance is accepted. Number again is 244-7873. Let this be the year that you care for yourself.
I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Ginsu knife. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the state fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It lasts for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, you know, after the first guest, we go to the second guest. And I'd like to welcome into the studio today, we have Renee Harris from Made On. That is her company name. And she sells products online at hardlotion.com. And, you know, she has this great online business where she makes all these fabulous lotions. And we're dragging her into this local scene. So welcome, Renee.
Thank you. Yeah. Actually, I'm really glad. This is a perfect tie-in to your last guest. And can I tell you why?
Okay.
First of all, they have their, I was listening to talk and I thought, you know, their recipes and the food that they make has very, just the core fresh ingredients, for one. No preservatives.
Right.
For a second. And that's exactly the type of products that I make.
Good.
They are fresh. There's no preservatives.
Nothing funky.
The reason why we started this is because I noticed for my own skin and for other people's skin, the reason it's become so popular is because people are allergic to a lot of skincare products.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of the preservatives and the fragrances that are added. So that's, I thought, what a perfect tie-in. Even though it's food that you're talking about, and this is also edible.
So are you promoting it as a food?
I don't recommend that.
Okay.
My kids tell me it's not good. It's not tasty. I let them test it, but
yeah.
No, don't eat it.
Yeah. So you have a product line of what? Like, what do you have? You have, I see all sorts of balms and lotions.
I'll start with the flagship product.
Okay.
And what that was is I didn't expect to go into a business. That wasn't even my thought. But a few years ago, I was in the kitchen. I love baking bread, and I have a lot of kids, so I'm doing a lot of cooking and baking at home and changing diapers and all the stuff that it requires a lot of hand washing. And so my skin, from doing all of that, my fingers get those deep cracks. And then you go and try and cut a lemon, and I'm out of the kitchen. Calling my husband in and asking him to take over.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of that I was always complaining about my skin, and it just hurt like crazy, and a lot of things I couldn't do. And then in the summertime, it's the split heels from walking around barefoot. And my mom was over, and it was Christmas time, and she said, someone gave me this lotion bar that you should try and find on the internet to make. And I was making soap at the time, kind of starting to dabble into that. And I thought, oh, lotion bar, what in the world is that? And it looks like soap, but it's not. It's lotion. So I Googled and found, I just went for the easiest recipe I can find because I didn't want to spend money where it was going to get wasted. And it was just beeswax, coconut oil, and shea butter. And since then, I have tried all kinds of other adaptions, but I go back to those core ingredients because that's all you need. That's all you need. You don't need a lot of extra stuff in it. So I made that, and within a couple of days, my fingers were all healed up, and it was just amazing to me. And it's Christmas time, so I thought, oh, perfect Christmas presents.
Yeah.
And then my son at the time, too, my oldest, Jonathan, he was starting to kind of get the seasonal eczema on his hands, and he's my right-hand man in the kitchen. He likes to help me out, and he does a lot of cooking and baking for us. But he couldn't even make a fist because his knuckles were hurt so bad. And it was just from some type of an eczema that kind of comes and goes with him. So I had him try it, and it completely helped his hands, too.
Great.
So that was the base product. It's we call it the hard lotion bar. And then over when we turned it into a business, my husband and I came up with the name Bee Silk.
Bee Silk.
Bee from the wax, that is in that's the necessary ingredient that makes it hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then silk, because your hands feel like silk when you're all done with it. So that's bee silk.
So it looks like a bar. It looks like a bar of soap, but it isn't.
Right.
Okay. And so, and earlier you had all of us try it, and we had, and you just had us gently put it in our hands.
And it absorbs with the warm temperature of your fingers.
Okay. And we just barely moved it around in our hands, and we put it back in the tin.
Right.
And then there was enough on our hands to start rubbing our hands, and it just was like the perfect amount.
Right.
I mean, we hardly used any.
Right. It doesn't take
much.
But
it was wonderful. It wasn't greasy. And then your hands were just like, they're still great. And I've washed them 3 times since then.
And you know, and sometimes some people will find it's a teeny bit greasy at first, but usually within 2 minutes, it absorbs right in.
But they can always use a little less, right?
They can, they can try to always use a little less. Sometimes, too, that if it's a person that doesn't really have, I try to really emphasize that it's for dry skin.
Yeah.
And I go back and I ask my customers to survey things. And the people that have it, the problem, just rave, yes, I love it.
Yeah.
The people that kind of buy it for a novelty, like, oh, that's unique. They are 50-50. Sometimes they come back with, well, it just didn't do anything for me. And I emphasize, I also ask them, well, what's your skin problem? And on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your skin problem? If they say a 3, sometimes they'll rate the effectiveness of the bar as lower. If they say it's like an 8 to 10, they rate the effectiveness really high.
Okay.
So it's partly just trying to find...
So if you really have super moist skin, but you were just looking for a light little lotion, this is probably on the heavier side for you.
Yeah, and my husband actually has perfect skin, skin that every woman wants.
As far
as, like, he's got enough moisture in his skin. They don't dry out.
Uh-huh.
And he enjoys it still, too.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that it's not, but it's, but if you're looking for something that's just, you know, then I would say for the people with extreme dry skin are going to be the most happy with it.
Okay.
And the people that, I might from a novelty, they'll be about, you know, 50-50 happy with it.
Now, if you turn this bar over in the tin, you're going to see a date on the bottom. What's that about?
Well, that is, we came up with the name Made On, and that's because we put the date that the product was made on. Now, the ingredients have a 1 to 2 year shelf life. I put out there that it's a 6 month shelf life because I figure by the time I get the ingredient, you know, mess with it and send it on its way, you've got a good 6 months. I've had bars sitting in my house for 2 years, and other than a little bit of cakiness, not even, it's just a coating actually, like you have in chocolate, if you've had chocolate in the refrigerator, you pull it out and it looks like there's just a little bit of a color difference.
We eat it anyway.
Exactly. So with a bar, you just, if you really don't like, you scrape that off, but it's not even, it's nothing, you know, growing on it. It's just that it's just been sitting there and it's just drying out a little bit, and then it works fine. It works fine. So anyway, the date that the product was made on and the signature, that idea came from this French sea salt that I love and that I have my mother-in-law bring when they come out to visit us from France. My husband grew up in France. And on every package of sea salt, they have the packager's name, and I don't know if they have the date, but they do have the name. The guy signs it.
Oh.
And I thought, what a neat idea. So that was kind of our idea with the product.
Yeah. Now, that's your flagship product, but then now you have quite a few other things. I mean, you've expanded quite
a bit.
Things
grow. Well, I found, and it's just from experimenting or people having needs and asking me. The lip balm was the second one that I found, hey, I would just rub it on my lips. This is a great lip balm. It would be exactly like a lip balm. So I bought some lip balm tubes, and I started to make it inside the tube, and it's exact same thing. It's really the same ingredient. Sometimes it's a little bit of a switch of how much beeswax, which has a higher melting point, and coconut oil, less coconut oil, or whatever. But it's the same thing, and it works great. I have a little fan club of lip balm lovers that rave about the lip balm. And by adding peppermint essential oil, it has that kind of zowie feeling for the people that really like some flavor in their lip balm. So I have two different kinds, a natural and a peppermint.
Okay.
And then from there, there's always people that like scent. So cocoa butter, replacing the shea butter, makes a nice chocolatey scent, and that's the one that you were trying earlier today. And that's the one you want to eat, but it doesn't taste good.
Yeah, I didn't. I knew I was not to eat it.
No.
I was aware.
That's why we put lotion on it.
Yeah,
on the word. So that has a different, just another different type of a product.
Okay.
And then I had a friend tell me, "Oh, you know, I put this in my hair," and I thought, "How do you put a bar of lotion in your hair?" So she explained the process. She just kind of rubbed it down real well, and she'd applied it to the tips, and she had, you know, hair coloring, and it really seemed to add some color, not color, but some shine to her hair, and the roots made it healthier and so on. So I thought, okay, well, let me make it easier for you if you're going to put it in your hair. So I adjusted it to make it more like a salve.
Oh,
and
okay.
And then at the same time, I had a friend who was locally here in Reading, adopting three Ethiopian children, and they have that very coarse black hair and then dry skin. And so I made some up and had her test it. And I send that usually when I'm doing a new product, I test it as much as I can on people when they come back, give me feedback. So I had her and then a lot of other moms of adoptees of Ethiopian children, including my sister, my nephew who's adopted from Ethiopia, test it for me so that I can try and see if they're getting the same results or if I need to change things.
Yeah.
So that was the hair butter, and I call it Second Life because these children get to have a second life, and I thought that was a neat name for it.
Uh-huh.
And then let's see what else we have. Diaper rash cream. I'm sitting there, you know, last summer I had my child who just goes through cherries and peaches and diaper rashes just kind of exploded in our household. So I noticed on the Desitin I was using zinc oxide, 17% zinc oxide in it. I thought, okay, Google zinc oxide, and it's a mineral. It's a healthy mineral. So I decided, well, what happens if I make up my stuff and then put zinc oxide into it? And it completely replaced Desitin for us. I mean, and without the fishy smell. So it's been wonderful as a rash cream. And then I have other people who have various kinds of rashes that are telling me it's effective for all kinds of different rashes.
Wow. Okay.
And you want me to keep going?
Yes, because you haven't made it to, well, we have to take a break right now, but there is a bug bar that you have that I'm going to use on my horse. And so, but we'll come back and we'll talk about that. Hey, you're listening to Positively Healthy. Don't go away. You don't even know how to find her products yet. So we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Reading's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Reading Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Reading Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Slow down. Too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling
great. Oh, welcome back. Gosh, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy. And in the studio, we have Renee Harris from a company called Made On, and her website is hardlotion.com. You can go there right now if you want while you're listening. And Renee, welcome back.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's sort of one of these companies where it looks like you just sort of started out trying to help people, and pretty soon you're in business it's just kind of a whirlwind thing.
Yes, it became our full-time business. And
yeah.
My husband is helping me out, and there's a lot of the kind of behind the scenes, and I kind of get to be at the forefront, but it's fun because we're able to do this all from home.
Oh.
And the kids get to see, you know, business in action. My kids are already taking off running with their ideas, and
Yeah. So they're starting their own little mini businesses, or
well,
what are they doing?
You know, I think I'm going to embarrass one of them by.
Oh, good.
I have a son who a few weeks ago got a recipe for bread dough off the internet, and he started making bread dough. And before I knew it, you would think that, okay, a business kid would, you know, make bread dough creations and try to sell them in the neighborhood. That's a good idea, but no, he decided he's going to make huge batches of bread dough. And thankfully, he was willing to go buy the ingredients himself. And I didn't find out till later, he was trying to sell the actual big packs of bread dough so the kids can go make their own creations out of the bread dough.
Oh.
I thought, well, that's pretty brilliant. I mean, then the kids can do, make what they want with it. So anyway, when I caught on that he was actually trying to charge people, I said, no, let's just, let's not sell it. Let's just be good kids in the neighborhood that will share our stuff instead.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
the future, we might go that way. So that was my son Gideon, and he is going to be 9. Is that right? Yeah, he'll be 9. Anyway, I have 8 children, so I got to keep track of everybody.
Oh, gosh, he's a future businessman.
Yeah, I have a few others that are, I have a son who's into coins, and he's a coin collector, and he works, he doesn't work, but he goes to Chuck's Coin a lot to buy and sell, and he can tell you the price of silver and so on.
Wow.
And another one into gems and minerals, and he has his own. He actually, I gotta give his website out, barefootchallenge.com. My son Caleb, he's going to be 12 next week, and he helped me out a little bit. He decided on his own he was going to go 20 days going barefoot.
Uh-huh.
And we live in Lake California where there's a lot of, the hills and rocks and hot pavement, hot heat, very hot. And so he did that. And then he every day he would condition his feet with the hard lotion.
Uh-huh.
And I put essential ingredients, essential oils into it that would kind of protect his feet, too. So if he was going to go to the pool and there's a lot of foot fungus type of stuff, I put some foot fungus fighting essential oils into it. And he videos. So if you go to, I think it's barefootchallenge.com, you can go see his website. He did a great video for me. And, so.
Oh, what fun. Well, tell us about this book.
Okay, you wanted to know about the horse.
That's right.
Is that going to, you want to do that now, or you want
the
book?
Let's go there.
I was just thinking of that because of the essential
horse
oils.
People.
Okay. The bug block is, I decided that, I had heard about essential oils having different properties that help people. And the bug block has essential oils that help repel mosquitoes and bugs. And those are citronella, lavender, and cedarwood, which together just produces amazing scent, too. So if you don't want bug repellent that has the DEET in it, or, the sprays, the yucky chemical stuff, this is a natural alternative, and the first question you ask is, but does it work? Does it work? Yes, it does. I have a lot of people who I ask their input after they've tried it, and they let me know. So I have people in Texas and Michigan with mosquitoes and in different parts of the country that come back and say, yeah, this is amazing. It really did repel the mosquitoes. And we took it down to the lake at Lake California, and there was one night when we were just surrounded by mosquitoes. And I decided, okay, this is going to be the true test, because if this doesn't work for me, I'm taking this off, because I'm going to take the product down, because that would be really embarrassing. And what they would do is the mosquitoes would kind of come around, hover. They might land, but they don't bite. And it was amazing, because it was something that knowing you can put a natural oil and butter on your skin with the shea butter and the coconut oil and beeswax and then the essential oils, it's all safe, and the mosquitoes don't like it. So they don't actually come through and bite. And that was what was neat. For horses, you have to figure that out, as far as if you can rub it on your hands and then apply it to the horse somehow, then, yeah, it would work. You could also somehow, if you kept it out in the sun, the bar out in the sun, it wouldn't totally melt, but it would soften enough so you
can
apply
it. Just going to give it a little, heat, right?
Right.
In heat for a minute and soften it. I mean, yep. I've used all those essential oils to repel bugs, and they work great. It's just that, I've got a spray bottle full of water and the oils, and I'm spraying the horse, and it just doesn't stay on as well. And
okay.
So, it would be all of the strong chemical type repellents have
right.
something like this bar, but not natural.
And
that's kind of their
that,
carrier. So I already know it'll be perfect.
Good. Yeah. And then with that beeswax, it will seal that in, so it's going to stay on the horse's skin longer.
Yeah. I can just, I already know.
Good. Okay.
Now, what did the dairymen say? You met our dairyman, yes. Mark Duvenvorden, down in Cottonwood.
We've been buying raw milk from Mark for years, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's not that far from our house, which is an extra plus because I know people travel away from Chico to get his milk.
Yeah.
But so we were talking the other night, and he said, I need something for the udders on the cows. Do you think this would work? And I said, I've had somebody in another state, one of my customers came back and said she used it on her goat udders, and it was working beautifully. And I said, and it was the same issue where I thought, I don't know, the hardness, how are you going to get it to apply it? So I said, well, the hair butter has orange essential oil. I don't know if that's an issue or not. But, you know, he thought, you know, that consistency of the salve of the hair butter might just be beautiful mm-hmm. for the cow.
Yeah.
And so he's going to do a test. Yeah. I'm going to work on his cows to see if that will help, and it'll replace his bag balm.
Okay. Well, when we come back from our break, let's go over these e-books that you're all into now. So she's sharing her information. Not only does she make the stuff for you to buy, but if you want to learn how to do it, she's just giving it all away. So this is Positively Healthy. We'll be right back.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
You know, the Brady Bunch had 6 kids, and John and Kate had 8. But this summer, you'll find they are cheaper by the dozen at the Riverfront Playhouse in Reading. Cheaper by the Dozen is a play based upon the real-life story of efficiency experts Frank and Lillian Gilbreth and their 12 children. Cheaper by the Dozen is directed by Jet Thomas and features a cast of 17 kids and 13 adults. Come and see how many of them you know. Opens July 16th and continues through August 13th. Shows are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Please note that our new ticket outlet is the Cascade Theater. Tickets can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office on Market Street in Reading or online at cascadetheater.org or riverfrontplayhouse.net. And remember, they're cheaper by the dozen.
Slow down. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, you're listening to Positively Healthy, and we're in our last couple of minutes, and our guest has been Renee Harris from Made On, the company Made On, and you can go to her website, hardlotion.com. And speaking of your website, like right now, you don't sell this in any stores in Reading.
Not
but we're
going to
make
no.
you start, because I know you're wanting to keep it. You're loving having an internet business, but, you know, so tell us how you're going to help those local folks who are dying to get some of your products now.
Well, and I would love to, it gets a little difficult trying to explain, unless I can get a big monitor at Orchard that says, this product, here's how you do it. But for those for now, till we come up with that brilliant idea, because it's a different product. People look at it and go, what is that? And I don't want anybody using it as soap and coming back and saying the soap doesn't work for me. That's my worst fear, is people think it's soap. But anyway, what I have on my website, if you go to hardlotion.com, anything you order from my website for you locals in, you know, Shasta, Tehama, if you put in the promo code at the end of checkout, Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G. It doesn't have to be uppercase or lowercase. Doesn't matter. Then you get free shipping.
Oh,
so you
my
can
goodness.
Shop. I mean, what's better than that? You can shop from home.
Oh.
And you can look at the website, get all the instructions you need to see how it works.
Yeah.
And then you go there, and you could just shop from home, and they bring it right to your house. I mean, that's about as easy as it gets.
I can't think of anything easier. And so this is for people who, through our conversation today, are inspired to look at your website. They can put in Reading where it says promo code, and it'll come to their door.
Right.
Okay. Now, let's address the people who are thinking, three ingredients, do I just mix them together and I'm good to go?
It's as easy as that.
Okay.
If you can make, give me something easy to make.
I can't think of one easy thing right now. Whipped cream.
Whipped cream. Okay. If you can make whipped cream, this is easier, I promise.
Okay.
If you put ingredients in a double boiler, okay, on your stove. So all you got to have is a Pyrex glass container and boiling water. You just melt it, pour it into, let's say, a mini loaf pan. You've got it. You let it set, pop it out, and you've got your lotion bar. And I have a how-to video on my website.
So you have a how-to video on your website if people really want to do this themselves. And then there are all the people who think that it sounds easy, but like me, but I still would rather just buy it, you know, because I've got a lot of other things I need to do today. So.
I love those people, too.
I know. See, we're all important, you know. Yeah. So I want to thank you for coming on today. I've learned a lot. It looks like it's some. You also have a Facebook site,
yes,
right?
Yes, Facebook and /hardlotion.
Okay, so
Facebook.com/hardlotion.
Hard lotion. Okay, so they can go there and they can
talk to me. Oh, it's always active. Yeah.
Okay, or just go to your website.
Yep.
Okay, well, thanks for being here
today, Renee,
and best of luck to you. You've listened to another segment of Positively Healthy, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire.